Seems like the trap worked. Wasn't expecting to find a pretty little thing like you to be the one terrorizing my garden. Would you look at that? Someone's a bit feisty, huh? Ain't that the most adorable thing? Locked in your tiny cage and still trying to be all ferocious. You don't know when you've been beat, do you? Oh, I wouldn't expect much from you, pretty little thing. You're all beauty and no brains. That's how you got yourself stuck in this trap, isn't it? Now, I don't want to hurt you, but I obviously can't keep you around here. You've been destroying my plants and scaring my sheep. I want to help relocate you somewhere else, somewhere more suited to your needs. I can only do that with your cooperation, or else you'll be spending the rest of your time in that tiny little cage. I need you to work with me, okay? Shit. Why am I talking to it like it can understand me? Ferals like this one aren't known for being smart, more for acting first and thinking later. Now, do I still have it on me? Where could it have gone? Oh. There it is. There's my muzzle. All right. I'm going to open the cage door nice and slow now. You are going to stick your head out so I can put the muzzle on you. I don't want to risk you biting me and running off or something worse. This is tentative trust, sweetheart. So on the count of three, okay? One, two, three. All right, come on. There we go. Easy does it. There we are. That's better. Muzzle around your head so you can't bite, and attached to a leash so you won't be let out of sight. I've only just met you. Not like I can trust a wild beast. If you don't mind me saying, I think it looks quite good on you. If you're expecting me to feel sorry for putting the muzzle around your head, you're gonna be mistaken. I'm doing this for both of our safeties, okay? I'm not sure how much you can actually understand, but it makes me feel better to talk to you as if you do, so that's what I'm gonna keep doing. And if it's in vain when I ask you a question, then it's in vain. No harm or foul, right? What? You can pout about being locked in a muzzle with a leash all you want. It's not going to change anything, sweetheart. I can't have some feral little thing like you destroying my crops. By taking from me, you're taking from my animals as well. There's a lot you are destroying just because you can't keep your greedy paws off of my things. Things that aren't even yours. Things that you don't deserve to touch. You're not entitled to everything in this area just because you live around here, sweetheart. That's not how the world works. Didn't anyone teach you that? I don't think they did. If someone did teach you what it means to not touch what isn't yours, then you wouldn't be in this predicament, would you? you wouldn't have gotten yourself trapped. Hissing against the bars of the cage, you wouldn't have ended up muzzled like some pathetic mutt. Where are you going to go now? It's not like you can just run away from me. I'm holding the other end of the leash. There's nowhere for you to go. There's nowhere for you to run off to. Seriously, where exactly can you turn to, sweetheart? Because from where I'm standing, there's no place. I see you looking around frantically. You're trapped, sweetheart. No one's going to come to your rescue. No one is even going to come looking for you, are they? It's not like they know you're missing. Poor thing. You wandered off in the middle of the night, hoping for a snack, not realizing that I would ever retaliate, did you? Oh, this is too good. It's just sinking in how much trouble you've gotten yourself in. The carefully placed rocks are caving in around you. There's no clear escape in sight this time. It's time to pay the piper, pretty little thing. I won't be asking for much. Just a lesson in sharing is all. It's clear that those around you failed you. It's making life so much more difficult for people like me. You're a dirty mutt. An animal without an owner. In your sorry state, you would be lucky if someone pitied you and brought you in. I mean, just look at you, sweetheart. Dirty, muzzled. Is that how someone who can take care of themselves looks? It isn't. I'm going to slowly reach my hand out, just like this. Slowly. Not going too fast. Don't want to spook you, sweetheart. Yes, that's it. I'm going to reach down and start petting you. Just like this. Very slow and carefully. See? This isn't too bad, right? It feels kind of nice, doesn't it? That's it, sweetheart. My hands aren't here to hurt you. I just want to give you some nice pets. Stroking your head just like this. It feels good, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Even with the muzzle wrapped around your face, all you needed was a little bit of affection, didn't you? Oh, what a sweet little thing you are. Starting to open up the more attention you're given. Yes, yes, yes. Do you know that I'm not going to hurt you now, feral one? Huh? Do you know that I'm only trying to help you, sweetheart? You just need a little bit of love, and look at how beautifully you open up. You just need a little bit of attention, huh? A little bit of affection. You're so sweet. Your personality's starting to shine through. Oh, you're feeling better, aren't you? I bet you are, sweetheart. Smile on your face as you stare up at me. It's almost impossible to stay mad at you with how cute you are. Did you hear that? Almost is the key word there. I still have to teach you a lesson, sweetheart. It's evident to me that you were never taught how to share. You think that everything I grow is also yours just because we share similar land. It's so cute. But that's not how this works. No, it isn't. And while you've wiggled your way into my heart these past few months, and I want to keep you around, I don't want you thinking that you can just eat my crops whenever you want. My crops are there for me, for my family, for my pets. You aren't one of my pets, so you don't get my crops. Not like they do. And it's clear trapping you in a cage isn't going to be enough to humiliate and deter you. I know it won't. You'll be back here tomorrow, just a bit smarter. I need to give you a lesson that is sure to stick, sweetheart. Yes, I do. Since you have no manners, no idea of what it is to be polite, I'll give you a first-hand demonstration on manners, sweetheart. If you want the right to eat my plants, then you're going to have to earn it like everyone else, pretty little thing. You can earn yours this way, can't you? You have a home that I can use. Why not let me make use of it? It's not like it's difficult for you anyway. Face down in the dirt, ass up in the air, face turned to the side so I can pull your head back with my leash around your muzzle. Oh, that's it. That's a good little mutt. If you can make me feel good, if you can make it worth my time, then I can pay you for it and give you a few crops in exchange for this tight fucking hole of yours, sweetheart. Oh, yes. You feel so good underneath me. Fuck. Yes, you do. Your ass bouncing against my thighs as you take me nice and deep. Oh, that's it. Don't have to worry about lube or anything with you. Not when I'm trying to teach you a lesson. If it hurts, then that means it's working. You're learning that you won't just steal from me without permission, right? Oh, yes, you fucking are. I mean, that's what the point of all of this is, isn't it? To teach you what happens to naughty mutts who can't follow the fucking rules? I mean, I don't mind sharing what I grow, but you need to give me something in return. I can't have you eating my food so that I have nothing to give my pets. Oh, if you eat, someone else goes hungry. And that's not how this works around here, no. Everyone gets fed the same. If you want food from my farm, you're going to have to fuck me for it from now on, understand? Oh, who the fuck am I kidding? Sex is probably the only language a feral whore like you understands. Spreading yourself wider so you can take more of me? You don't even care that there's no lube, do you? As long as I'm filling you up with my strap, right? Taking every inch of it like it's your fucking job. I guess it is if this is how you're going to start feeding yourself. How pathetic of you, mutt. You really are a good-for-nothing whore, huh? Oh, come on. It's not like that's a bad thing. Not for you, at least. It's all that you're capable of, pretty little thing. Your holes are the only thing you will ever be good for. Wrapping around my strap, sucking it in as deep as you can, the green contrasting against your hole as you moan so loud. Oh, yes, that's it. Yeah, that's a good slut. Feels so good now that you're filled up, don't you? The pain subsiding into pleasure, moaning as I slide in and out with ease. Oh, you're doing so good for me, sweetheart. A natural-born slut, aren't you? There's nothing else you could do, even if you wanted to. You were made to be a whore. The way your body takes my strap is a sight to behold, mutt. Whining, begging for me as I pull on your muscle, forcing you to arch your back. Oh, that's it. You look so good, slut. Keep that back arched for me. I want you to feel every stroke inside you, working you, getting you closer. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's what I want to hear. How pathetic you sound for me, sweetheart. God, that sounds so good. Keep it up. Yeah, just like that. You're the most pitiful thing on the planet right now, aren't you? Just look at yourself. Getting closer to coming the more I fuck you. Your ass jiggling as I thrust against you. My hips and thighs meeting your skin. Oh, that's it. The muzzle around your head makes it so that you can't bite me. So you can't kiss me. So you can't get near me. So you can't get fucking close to me. You're a pitiful animal stuck in a cage. Oh, fucking for your foods. Having a lesson drilled into you because it's the only way you'll learn. You're a slut, and you'll always, always be a slut, sweetheart. There's no changing it. Just look at how easily you take me. Doesn't it feel good? There's no point in lying. There's no point in pretending that you aren't as close as you are. I can see it, sweetheart. The more I fuck you, the more I work you, the closer you get to coming. Even your own body is betraying you, whore. It must be such a terrible feeling, realizing that you aren't even in control of your own reactions. Oh, your body is enjoying the feeling of being fucked like some kind of slut. Whether you want it to or not, it's getting closer and closer. Oh, who am I kidding? You're loving this, enjoying every single second, begging for me to fuck you harder, to reach deeper. So desperate in your eagerness. I thought it would take more to reduce you to a puddle of nothing. Please, escaping your lips as you uselessly tried to move against me. What? Are you trying to help create more friction for yourself? Oh, how cute. You get what I give you, and you say thank you. Do you fucking understand? I'm already teaching you how to share. Do I also need to fuck the manners into you too? Did no one teach the feral ones anything about polite society? Snarling, greedily seeking its own pleasure. How foul you are. Whining against the muzzle, dirt in your face as you get closer to coming. How could anyone respect such a vile slut like yourself? Oh, that's right. The answer is nobody, whore. No one could respect a slut like yourself. When things get tough, the only way out of a situation is to spread your legs, right? It hasn't failed you so far, has it? Oh, God. Any respect I had for those that are feral, it's lost because of you. Why would I respect someone who doesn't even know how to share, how to deal with society? Oh, you're nothing but an embarrassment, a stain that anyone with a conscience would regret. Oh, fuck, that's right. You should be lucky your hole is such a good fuck. It's the only part of you that has any purpose. Oh, fuck. Taking my green strap nice and deep, moaning as it stretches you. Oh, that's right. You take my strap. Take every inch of it like the desperate slut you are. Oh, yes. Just like that, whore. Can't help how good it feels, right? Oh, the only thing you are good for is taking cock. It's the only reason I would keep a pretty little thing like you around my farm. Oh, you're just a cheap box for me to keep my strap inside, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. Just look at you, dirty fucking slut. Oh, getting so close. That's right. You want to come, don't you? Muzzled, leashed, face in the dirt, ass in the air for all to see. You want to come just like this, don't you? Oh, then come for me, whore. Come like the easy slut you are. Oh, just like that. Didn't even have to work for it, did I? You just came on command like you were waiting for it your entire life. How absolutely pathetic you are. What do you think the other ferals would say about you if they saw you like this? Do you think they would be disappointed? I bet you give them a bad name, don't you? Just look at you, all pathetic and out of breath. You want to be trained, don't you? Oh, that's all right. Catch your breath for me, sweetheart. You're going to be needing it. Oh, that's okay. You're looking a little confused right now, and that's all right. I don't expect you to understand everything that I say right now. You know what? Let's see just how much of these next sentences you can actually understand. How your face responds will tell me everything. So, I'm going to be taking you back to my place where I live with my sister. I'm going to get a fun little chain, and I'm going to tie you to the bed with it. This chain will be long enough for you to move around the room, go to the bathroom, change your clothes, take a shower, but nothing more than that. And I'm going to be training you this entire time. I don't know what I want you to be. That's something I'll have to discuss with my sister. But whatever we decide on is what you're going to become. You're going to be our newest addition to the family. Doesn't that sound exciting? Oh, there's no reason to fret. You're going to do wonderful. Once we're done with you, you'll be wondering what you were ever afraid of. I've never had a feral that I caught that I wasn't able to domesticate. I'm so happy that you were so stupid, sweetheart. Yes, you were. Oh, falling right into my trap. Now I have something to occupy my hours with. Oh, we're going to have so much fun together. I just know it.